Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 823 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Chris, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, one of my favorite companies, because they help me manage my business finances, and they can help you too. They help me with keeping track of my expenses, which they can do automatically, income, of course, and especially come tax season, which is about a month away at this point. It just makes it really easy to have all those forms and just also just a way to check out your business and how healthy it is. They also help with invoicing. I've been doing a lot of invoicing lately, which is great. And with FreshBooks, in under 30 seconds, you can create an invoice that's very professional looking. It's awesome. So if you want to check this out for free for 30 days and give it a trial run, head on over to FreshBooks.com/AskPat and make sure you enter AskPat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Chris.
Hey, Pat, this is Kristen. I just had this crazy opportunity to buy an app that is already existing for the fraction of the price that it would cost to develop an app. And I took that opportunity because, yeah, I'd researched the prices to develop the kind of app I was looking at. It was way, way more than what I paid for the app that is already up and running in the iTunes store. Problem is, I'm of course not a developer now. My question is, what do you suggest? Do you think I should just go and hire a developer on Upwork or something like that? Or what's the best way for me to grasp the basics to kind of get to so that to the place where I can do something with my app, even if it's just if somebody, you know, reports a bug or so, what do I do? Thanks, Pat, for everything you do. Would love to hear your answer. Cheers.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Congrats on grabbing that opportunity. I think it's kind of cool. And if it is something related to something you're doing already and you just were to save that much money, that's awesome. However, there is going to be an issue here related to the development because you don't have any experience with that. It is going to be hard to serve your customers here. And, you know, apps are software. And so when you get into this business, you need to have or know someone who has development experience to be able to solve bug problems and to keep up with the updates. Even if there are no problems in one version, when Apple comes out with another version of an iOS or something, there could potentially be problems. And I've run into that before. And personally, just being honest with you, if I get a bug question, I don't know how to solve that. I have to rely on other people. And when you do that, it adds a whole nother element and level of things like management and, you know, paying people for their time in that regard. So you may be saving money up front, but I just want you to be cautious about, okay, well, what's this going to mean in the long run? So there's a few options that you have here. You can hire people on sites like Upwork, and there are other app development websites and places where you could find contractors and whatnot to help you support your app. The difficulty with that is because it wasn't built by them. They're going to have to learn how a person coded it or whoever coded it, how they're doing it. You might want to reach out to the person you bought it from to see if actually they were working with somebody or if it was them. Maybe they can come on to just service it every once in a while, but that's probably why they were selling it because they didn't want to do that anymore. So maybe that's not a good option. But again, just trying to talk through this with you here. But the problem is, you know, people have different ways to develop the same thing. And so it's even the same with websites. You know, people don't really know how it's developed until you go into the back end and in the source code. And sometimes it's clean and sometimes it's not, even though in the front it looks fine. So hoping that it is something that's well built and not a mess. I've gone onto projects, not app projects, but website projects where we get into the back end of their websites and it's just an absolute mess where we literally just have to start over, and that being the easiest solution. Now, hopefully that's not the case there. I would offer next time to recommend that you or anybody do due diligence and thinking about these things ahead of time to make sure that you have systems in place to make sure to keep things updated and whatnot, because software especially just changes quite quickly. And with the next iOS app that comes out, or the next iOS, it could just be like that. Your app could just die. And that's happened to me before. And we've had to find people. Now, I've had people who have developed my app sort of on call in case there are any bugs. But you might be able to find somebody on Upwork, or if not, what I could also recommend is you go out there and hunt for a partner that can help you, who has development experience, who can help you serve and service this particular app at the time that it's needed. And you can potentially share parts of the revenue and the profit with this person in exchange for certain amounts of time to service these things per month, for example. So those are your options. I don't know where to find people like that, except starting with your network and going out there and doing that. You might also want to find potentially other players in your industry that may have some development experience that could offer to sort of partner up on this. And that could be a good way to help spread the word too, getting those JVs and getting partnerships sort of involved too. So Chris, hopefully that gives you some help and some things to think about in terms of, like, if your question was, hey, like, let's learn this language to build these apps. It's going to be a little difficult. I mean, there are coding and app courses that you could take. I would start with places like lynda.com or even Udemy to help you find courses to sort of just understand how it works. But even having gone through some of those myself, it's just still going into the code. It's just like you don't even know where to start sometimes if it's something you haven't started yourself. So hopefully this helps and gives you some inspiration and some ideas on how to begin to tackle this. So Chris, thank you so much. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. Thanks again also to FreshBooks for being awesome and their 30-day free trial. For those of you who are listening, you can check that out at freshbooks.com/askpat. Make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And then lastly, I want to offer a quote to you to finish off the day, and that is from Plutarch. The quote is, "Character is a long-standing habit." Short and sweet. Thanks, guys. Take care, and I'll see you the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.